Simin kuf pei, dine pirure pas. Ein lahasir hamaf of alechem achar brichas amazim. Chaver says you should leave the bread on the table until after benching. And the Shmur explains that we're thanking Hashem for the food, so it's good to have the food, you know, on the table. It seems like the bracha is like somehow chal on the food. I don't totally understand what it means, meaning thanking Hashem for the food. But like through thanking Hashem for the food, we also get a bracha in the food, and it's good to have the food on the table, something like that. But either way, you know, it's interesting. It used to be we would eat bread with every part of the meal. It was like a staple. Today, many people eat bread at the beginning of the meal, in Shabbos, and they have lots of other, all those other foods are considered tafel to bread. But the way we eat it, it's not really tafel to bread. Meaning, it's not like, you know, you eat your kugel with your bread, your chicken, you eat a steak and potatoes, and the bread is at the beginning of the meal. So having the bread on the table could be, has some halachic significance that it shows that bread is the primary, you know, food at the meal, and therefore everything is brought to it. I'm not sure, I don't think it's absolutely necessary, but I think it might be in Baruch HaLacha to have the bread on the table. And certainly in terms of this idea of having the benching, having bread on the table when you bench, you know, that's what's being said here. Base. Kol mi she'eno mishayir pas al shulchano inu ro'a simin bracha la'olam. So it used to be people would come, poor people would come and you'd give them food from your table. So it says you have to have bread to order to give to the poor people. Obviously today, poor people don't, you know, want the bread from your table. They want to check, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit different reality. So,
is it talking about during Birkas Mazon or just eating bread on the table?
I think it means during your meal, right? Maybe you say even after the table. You know, if you have a long meal, so then people will come. I don't know if you have to have table at the table the whole day. It seems like during the meal time, so you should have bread on your tables. I don't know. Like I said, today we live in a different world. I mean, it's probably a good idea to have some change in your pocket, you know, the whole day to be able to give somebody when he comes. Before, there's anything to have bread on the table when you bench, but you shouldn't bring a whole loaf. Apparently, one of the Avodah Zarah was to bring a whole loaf, so you're not going to eat it, just have it. It looks like Avodah Zarah. Again, today people don't worship Avodah Zarah in that way, but still, it seems like it's better not to bring, you know, you'll have the sliced challah, whatever is left on the table. Don't bring a whole roll. Again, it's usher, because like I said, nobody today really worships these Avodah Zarahs through bringing loaves on the table, but still, I hope we still try to fulfill this idea. Okay. Seems like the idea of having bread on the table is more important than this idea. So if you don't have sliced bread, you're allowed to bring, you should bring a whole loaf. But if you have sliced bread, leave it. Don't bring a whole loaf. Okay. Kodem sheyito yodov yechavin habayis. Before you do mayim achronim, you sweep the floor. Shel yisharu v'sham hiburim yimasu b'mayim shalantila. Because, again, the hygiene was a little different then. So you had, you know, first of all, people would just not eat in a way that a lot of food is on the floor. Today, most people's food is usually on the table. And additionally, then you like do my machronim, and the water would fall on the floor and step on the crumbs, and you somehow stepping on challah is considered a bezayin. Challah has a special status. There's a din of bizui ochlin in general. Challah is even more chashivus. So therefore, you don't want to have a situation where you come to bizui lechem, so you should sweep the crumbs first. Even though these crumbs are very small, the iser of bizayin by lechem, strictly speaking, is only by kazayis. Maybe the shamish is going to take over the leftover pieces of bread on the table that are kazayis, so throw them to the floor. It's better to get to clean off the bread, you know, sweep the floor. And this doesn't apply, as the Mechaber says, we don't get rid of the table. You know, we just, you know, the food is on the table, and then after the meal, you clear. We do entails daim from my chronim at the sink or in the kli, not on the crumbs. This concern doesn't exist anymore. The idea of being careful with bread is still a halacha that does exist. And the Mechaber continues in Siftalid. Even though technically speaking, you're allowed to throw out small crumbs that are less than a kazayis, it's kashlanius. So some people are very concerned about this. So the idea here again is Hakaras Tov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us bread; we should treat it properly. To what extent, you know, a person at the end of the meal, you gather the bread, you put it in a plastic bag, you throw it out. It's perfectly legitimate. Some people are machbid to break it up. Every piece should be less than a kazaris. Pashas is if it's bread, then nobody's going to eat because it's what's left. So you don't need to actually break it up. You shouldn't throw it out with the dirty diapers. You should throw it out in a more mechubed way. Here in Israel, a lot of people, like I said, are very careful with this, and they put the bread like, you know, near the garbage. They don't want to do a ma'aseh b'yadayim. So if you go in Haredi neighborhoods, you'll see near the garbage bins, there'll be like a loaf of bread. And then it ends up...
The loaf just nothing?
Nothing. So they think it's less of a bizarre. Maybe they think someone's going to take it and eat it. I don't know. Nobody takes it. The birds are going to have it. I don't know. But in the end, it usually causes more of a bizarre. So what happens? It rains, you know, it falls down to the floor, you know, so... Yeah, so I would think that it's more mistaber to wrap it up in a plastic bag and dispose of it respectfully, but there are different, you know, approaches to this. Again, it's the idea of kashlanias. People get, you know, nervous. They don't want to have a bad school. You know. Hey. Nohagin l'chasos hasakin v'shas b'yukas amazon v'nohagin l'chasos v'shas shabbos yontif. The minhag is to cover the knife. There are two reasons brought for this. The Mishnah brings down that the knife is metal, and the metal isn't on the mizbeach, and the shulchan is not on the mizbeach, so you don't have metal. And another reason, which is pretty extreme, that somebody was benching, and he felt so bad about binyan Yerushalayim that maybe it was haskorban, he took the knife and he stabbed himself. So again, I don't think any of us are reaching that point of the avelos and the korban. But to commemorate that, the avelos is something that's worthy of being mizavel.
What was the first reason, though?
The knife, the shulchan is on the mizbeach, and on the mizbeach, you don't have, you're not supposed to have metal on the mizbeach. So, yeah, we're allowed to eat with metal utensils, but when you bench, we want to have it on the side. Okay. Lemaisa, the minhag is only to be choshesh for a metal knife. It seems like this, you know. If it's a function of stabbing yourself, so even a non-metal knife would be. So only question for a metal knife. At the same time, we cover it. So covering it only really accounts for the second reason. So it's unclear which is the ikar reason. Because of course, you know, you still have it on the table. It's just covered. Lemaitz, that's a minute to cover it during the weekdays. On Shabbos and Yontif, the Chaber says you don't cover it, which is also a question, why don't you cover it on Shabbos and Yontif? But Lemaitz, that's the minute. Okay, so I actually have a minute to cover the challah at the end of the meal. If you didn't eat the challah, you don't want to like embarrass the challah you didn't eat.
Again,
you know, you should have it, but you want to have it cover it. Maybe you want to have it, so it should be challah. Maybe you should cover it. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think it's a common practice. This idea of shalo yira pas bostro, you know, we know from the world of kiddush. You know, to cover the kiddush, saying a gevin first before a motzi. The Bali Musar say that it's supposed to help us be more sensitive to others. If we're worried about the pas, so college kids will be worried about, you know, other people. Okay. Kuf Pei Aleph Dini Mai Machronim. So the Mechaber earlier in Kuf Pei Aleph mentioned that, you know, when you wash your hands, make sure you don't wash on the crumbs. The assumption is you're washing your hands. Why do you wash Mai Machronim? Mechaber says you're Mai Machronim Chova. This is Afuke, the day of Tosfos. Tosfos says that you don't have to do Mayim Achronim anymore. Why not? Because the whole reason of Mayim Achronim is because of Melech Stomis, that there was a salt that you used to eat with, and if you touch your eyes, you could hurt your eyes from the salt. So it's like a din of Sakana. Other understanding of Achronim is it's more of a mitzvah, v'yishkadishtim, v'yisim, kedoshim. There's just like Mayim Rishonim, you have Mayim Achronim, it's a way of being sanctifying the meal, something like a Kohen, you know, in the Avoda, there's Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, something like that. It's interesting, in Yom Kippur, the Kohen would do the Kiddush before and after. You know. Anyway, Lemaisa, there are different practices here. At the very end of this Sif Yud, Yesh Einu Hagin Lutol Mayim Achronim. Some don't have the minhag of doing Achronim, but Filu Hagin Kain. Even if it's your practice, this is in fact the practice of some German Jews. They follow, you know, the Tosfos. But the Mechaber says that if your hands are dirty, certainly you should wash them. So again, most of us eat with utensils, so it's not really the case. But sometimes your hands get dirty, and if they're dirty, you certainly have to do mayim achronim. If your hands aren't dirty, so like I said, the Mechaber says you do have to do it, mayim achronim chova, first sif in the simin, but there are those who have practiced not to. This is a general question. Like, when do you say nispat la tam, nispat la hatakana, right? You know, right. You have to keep chal b'Yisrael. So nobody's bilking pigs anymore, you know, pigs or camels, whatever they're bilking. So the Prichadar says, well, if they don't have any minim t'meim in this area, so you don't need to be makbid. And others say, no, there are other reasons. The Chazal didn't tell us, or, you know, or maybe it became a takana. Once it's takana, it can't be reenacted, it can't be nekar, even if the time isn't necessarily applicable, v'chule, v'chule. Okay. Now, the Pashtus, if Mayim Achronim is Chova, there's no difference between man and woman. But there are many women who don't do Mayim Achronim, and that's probably based on the assumption that really it's a Chomra, that really we hold like the Tosfos, certainly for Ashkenazi. But it's likewise, which previously there's a question of, you know, being somech, the Mayim Achronim to the Bracha, you shouldn't talk to Birkas HaMazon. And many people do Mayim Achronim talk. Why is that? Because they hold it's just a chumrah, so they'll do it, but they're not going to, you know, I would think that it makes sense if you do it, you should do it at a sof.
Right.
But sometimes it's annoying not to be able to talk, so people are mekel. So there's a question to what extent this is a chiyuv. Like I said, the Mechaber says clearly it's a chova, and at the end, he quotes the yesh she'enu hagin, which I said is a custom in Ashkenaz. Fine. Base. So apparently, the Kabbalah, the Mayim Achronim has Ruach Ra, and therefore you don't want to, you know, get the Ruach Ra on the ground, on the table, so do it into a Kli, and, you know, take a Kli off the table. You shouldn't bench when the Kli's on the table. In the Kli, no tell Gabi Eitzim Dakim, if you don't have a Kli, do it onto the ground. If Yosef Hanan should be absorbed, it shouldn't just be a puddle of Mayim Tmeim, of Ruach Ra, it should be, you know, absorbed into the sand. Okay. Gimel einotim mechamin shayad nichves behem. Can't have boiling hot water. Bifteishem mipapin. Right. The point here is to clean the hands. Ein mavinas zuma. You want to clean your hands. So if it's too hot, you're probably not going to leave your fingers there for so long. It's not going to clean very well. So you know, you should use regular water. Dalid ein tzarek lito ela ad perek sheni shel atzpos. You only have to do till your knuckles, because the part of your hand that touches the food generally is your fingers. Again, today we eat utensils, but even today some of us people eat, you know, with you're eating a hamburger, you're eating something with your hands. So what touches the food is the fingers, not the palm of your hand. Mishbura here points out that there are some people who are knowing just to put a couple of drops, you know, these tiny little Mayim Achronim things. You ever see them, like the silver? Like everybody gets two drops. It doesn't do anything if you do it. So do it. The Gra was marked to use a revis. He held it was like mamish, like a din metila. Yeah, I think so. But certainly, just do a drop of water is not significant. Hey, that's actually Ashbel Rashi. It's supposed to the should tear the zuma. After you wash, you keep your hands down so the dirt will fall off with the water. Vav im hamesubim ravim ad chamisha matchilim min hamavarech. If there are many people there, so if there are five, you start with the mavarech. And Yosef matchilim min hakata. It's not a kavod to wash your hands. It's not just like you're not mechabed. Let somebody go into the bathroom first. It's something you have to do. So there's no kavod. Matchilim min hakata. If there are a lot of people there. But when you reach a point where there are only five left who haven't washed, then you give it to the Mavarach. The Mavarach needs to get organized. They don't always have benchers. He has to think about the benching. He has to, you know, concentrate. So you give him a heads up. So he shouldn't be the last one to wash. You're putting him on the spot. Let him be the fifth to last. That way he'll catch his breath and open his bencher and be ready to start. Another derech yeshivasan ben mechabdin zez a little asher begin lechamisha achronim vekeimet shelo nisharu el chamisha natlu matchilim ben mavarech. Again, something covered. It's more a functional halacha. We want the person to bench to be give him a breather. They should wash and dry his hands and be able to start benching in a mechod de goy. If Zayin in Mivarchin Shum Bracha Al Mayim Achron, you don't say a bracha. Why don't you say a bracha? So if it's just Mishum Mayim Melech Stomis, so it's not really a mitzvah. I mentioned before that there is a drash in the Gemara, Yisam Kedoshim, Yidishtem, Yisam Kedoshim. So the Gra held you use a revius. I once heard the Gra actually said a bracha. Here on the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't say anything. So I don't know, maybe it's a Meiser Rav. But Levi's, no, we don't say a bracha. I don't know if anybody holds. I think there's some Rishonim holds here a bracha. I'm not sure if the Gra held that way or not. But either way, took it more seriously. You know, there's a revius and a kli and a chule. Someone rocking in a kli. Zayin. Okay. Some say you don't have to dry your hands. According to the Rambam, you have to dry them. Drying is part of the mitzvah. And for us, you know, if you don't, your hands are wet, it's kind of disgusting. We usually hold benchers, so you're going to hold your bencher with wet hands. It's, right. It's not really so. They're chayetz, so it makes sense you should dry your hands after Mayim. You can use any mashkin. Again, this too is really fundamentally with the. That's halacha, you know, except for wine because it was chashivas. But lemaiza, if a person doesn't have water, I don't suggest that he uses, you know, milk. You know, right. It looks kind of gross. It doesn't feel. Yeah, you don't feel your hands are clean. You feel they're dirty. So if a person washes his hands with soda, I don't know. It's true that soda is mostly water, but it's not. If a person is going to do this, I don't know. I wouldn't do it in front of other people. It looks very odd. It looks very. I think maybe the mitzvah changed that today we view these things as being malachlech. So maybe it would not be appropriate to do Mayim Achronim with these things. Maybe it's better to forgo Mayim Achronim in this case. I mean, if you hold that, anyway, it's a Chumrah. If you hold like, if you feel like a Sfarim holds Ikra Din Yer Chayev, I don't know. I'm not sure. It just seems very odd to recommend somebody to do something that looks so, you know, modern. Okay. Yesh She'enu Hagin, like I said, Lito Mayim Achronim, Afilu Hagin Kain. Adam Shu Istim is regular little yadav achar suda the day have yadayim zomas sarek little yadav kodem mikazamas. Like I said, even if your minhag is not to, if your hands are dirty, you should certainly wash mayim achronim. Okay, simen kuf pei days ish omi shabirka zamasin to una kos afilu biyachid. Some people say that when you bench, you have to have a cup of wine. You know, today, sometimes you have a simcha, they'll make, you know, they'll bench on the kos. But some people say that you should always bench on the kos, even biyachid. You have a sandwich for lunch, you want to mechavid the bracha. So how do you mechavid the bracha? So Chazal felt by bringing wine as a kosh of mashke. So attaching wine to various mitzvahs, you know, you get prisons getting married. What does he need wine for? You know, it creates a sort of chashivas. You can have a brismila. What do you need wine for? No, it gives a chashivas to the mitzvah. So, likewise, benching is an important mitzvah. So Chazal were misakein to do benching ala kos. Leochol im ein lo kos levarach. Ad kadei kach that you shouldn't eat if you don't have a cup of wine. Im hu mitzapa efshar shielo. Well, skip a meal. You don't have wine at work, so skip lunch and you'll eat dinner. Ad kadei kach. Wow. Afilu mitzarek lo avor zman achila achas. Fize im shnayim ochlim yachad tzarek lekachas kol echad kos levarach hazamazon. If two people are benching, there's no zimun. So everybody has to have their own cup of wine. Some say only when there is a zimun do you need a kos. If you bench by yourself, you don't. Some say you never need a cup, even shlosha, even asara. Says the Rambam, mitzvah min amuvchar levarach kos. It's mitzvah min amuvchar. Mishmura says the mitzvah min amuvchar is when there is a zimun. There are achronim who think that mitzvah min amuvchar even when you're biyachid. And a chavrusa who got very into this, he learned the sugya, and he was convinced, the marshal, the bach, he sat at a pizza store, he would go next door, buy a thing of grape juice and vegetable goes. I think it's yura, meaning nobody does it. The Mishmur says you shouldn't do it. The Mishmur says, for shlosha, not biyachid. Lomaisa, there are different practices. Some of the justification that the post can bring for not doing this is that wine was expensive and it wasn't, accessible. Today, you know, we have it's very accessible, it's cheap. You can also use grape juice. People sometimes have when it's wine, it's going to make you drowsy. Okay, grape juice, what's wrong? Can you have grape juice? So are some achronim will say, yeah, why not? For shlosha, you should do it. The minhag olam, I think, is not to. On Shabbos and Yontif, where the wine is on the table, so then some have a practice. But even then, Many fine Yidin don't do Zimun al Kos, even when the wine is right there. So it could be that the Minag developed for reasons of, you know, financial stress, you know, it's expensive, it's hard to find. But once that Minag developed, I think it's already an established Minag. So this is an interesting question. What happens when a Minag develops because of Shas Tzchak? And then it's no longer Shas Tzchak. So should we start being Machmer, you know, Yasha? In Europe, everybody, you know, wasn't Machmer and Yasha. Most people weren't Machmer and Yasha. But now it's much easier. So should we go? Should we change the practice or not? So some people say, no, hold on to that practice. Others disagree. Again, every case is different because there you're dealing with a potential Sidareis. So here, you know, it's talking about a Dindrabanan, you know, on a Dindrabanan, sort of Minagrabanan, you know, on a mitzvah. So it's obviously a different type of issue. But it's a parallel issue. And to what extent do we, you know, try to change things when they're now available to us? So the Ramah says, even in his time, mitzvah no mufchar levar shalakos. Now, he doesn't say dafka Shabbos. I mean, if you're eating bagels on the weekdays, you know, you're in yeshiva, so maybe you should, you know, have a zimun lakos. But lemaisa, nobody does that. Like I said, in Shabbos, people, some people do. I've seen people makbid basara. I don't know the makor, meaning why is zimun basara more than zimun shlosha. Here, the deyas are even yachid or b'shlosha. I don't see a deya that says dafka b'asara, but I know that sometimes people are more makbid when it's a bigger crowd. Okay. So I'm not recommending that we change the minhag, but I'm just pointing out that it is interesting that the minhag developed for reasons that may not necessarily be relevant today. But I still think that is the minhag, that a lot of fine Yidin don't use the post. So Masi Machmir, so Tavalof Bracha, you know, if it's Beshlosha, to be Machmir B'Yachid, you know, I would think would be Yura, unless, you know, you're really a Tzadik B'Gadol, you know. Fine. Post because it wasn't in Ela Al Yayin. You have to use wine. V'lo Mashkim, Shar Mashkim. Afilu Kavas Du Aleim. You shouldn't use other Mashkim. V'im Ein Yayin Matzvi, V'osu Mokom, Ha-Sheikhar, Shar Mashkim, Ha-Vicham Ha-Medina, V'Varkin Alev. If you have a chamar medina, a drink that people give to guests for kavod, you have, you know, beer, you have orange juice, now, if you squeeze real orange juice, varkin aleim, chutz mina mayim. So you could do it on, ideally you should do it on wine. If not, you do it on shar mashkim, you know, chamar medina rather. Mashkim hagim des elu, the varach al sheikhar, in limchos taha, yesh omi de ino ton kos kal. Apparently the minhag in Europe, in Krakow, was that they would use chamar medina, sheikhar. And says, listen, it could be you don't need it anyway. But oh, the ikra chamar medina who sheikhar, it is chamar medina. But kovin sura lo, afal gav di yai nimsa ve'ir, mikomokal no mikri matzvi lo davar zeh, shubi yoker. Again, this is part of the issue I mentioned before, that wine was expensive. It wasn't like it didn't exist, but it was just expensive. V'yevshar liknos yain v'chol suda lo varach alav, om no mitzvah no mufgar lo varach al yain. So again, going back, it's better to, the whole thing is a mitzvah no mufgar, and if you're doing it, it's better to use yain. Today, grape juice would be, I think, an easier way of doing it. Yesh bedakti mishavachim yachid ala yayin shelo leechos b'koz v'yadam rak minichim v'asal ha-shochav v'fneim v'nochem v'minag zeh al-derech ha-kabbalah. Apparently, if you kabbalah, there is even dafka not to do a b'yachid. So if you want to, like, have your, you know, mitzvah, you know, but at the same time also b'choshish for the kabbalah, you leave the cup on the table. So apparently, the Belz Rebbe used to do this. He used to, like, fill a cup of coffee and leave it on the table and bench. You know, so that was, like, a way of having the Brach ala kos, but biyachid, but not, you know, holding it and not, you know, violating this idea of Kabbalah of dafka not having it ala kos biyachid. Okay, I guess I don't think people do that today.
Would he drink it?
So that's the thing. I dafka saw that he would give it somebody else to drink. So I don't really know how that fulfills the minhag. Maybe do you have to drink it? You have to drink it. Meaning, if you don't drink the cup, somebody has to drink it.
And you're not even holding it.
Right, you're not holding it. So I'm not. I don't know. Malugmov, right? Unless you drink a malugmov, it's better to drink a revius to avoid the suffix bracha achrona. It's shaila. If you drink a malugmov, you didn't drink a revius, you say bracha achrona. Okay. Gimel, Sarek Shalom Yiyeh Pagum, Shim Shasa Yemeno Pukamo. You have to, this is a general halacha of kosher bracha. It's not just for benching. Like I said, we don't usually have cups for benching. But you can't say kosher bracha. You can't say kiddush, let's say, on a cup that you drink from, because it's considered pogum. Meaning, if I take a cup and I pour a little into my hand, or I stick my finger in, doesn't make a pogum. It's only pogum if I drink from it. Even if you drink from the bottle, it's pogum. If you drink from the whole barrel, it doesn't make a pogum. Some say that even the water that you add to the wine shouldn't be water that somebody drank from. It should be, you know, non-pogum water. We generally don't add water to our wine, but we'll see soon. There's such a, you know. Okay. Dalit. Im hayu kosis besuvim pogumim tzarek lasis because of bracha letzocha. So if you benched, or for our purposes, you make kiddush, and there are cups of wine. People in front of have cups of wine. But let's say people already had drank from them. So they're already pogum. So it's not nice that they should drink from a pogum cup. So what do? You pour a little wine into their cups. By pouring wine into the cup, you unpogum it. You're unpogum the cup. Some say it's not necessary. Right. There are different ways of fixing pogum. One way of fixing pogum is to pour wine in. So when you're, let's say you're making kiddush, you want people to drink, so if you pass around your cup, then it's not a problem because it's all one shtia, it's considered one shtia. But if their cups are pogum, so you can either pour a little into their cups, right? Alternatively, they don't have cups. You can pour out your wine, right, into a different cup, and then give it out and then drink from your cup if you don't want to share the cups. If you do that, you should be careful that in your cup you still have a revius. You're supposed to drink from a cup that has a revius. Sometimes the cup isn't so big; it's only a little bit more than a revius. So you shouldn't pour out too much.
But this Yishmi show says Shein Otzarech.
Right.
It's okay for them to drink
from Kos Pagum. Yeah, look at this Mishmura Kaf. Hey, the spirit of the it's not a problem for the Masubin. If you look at Zayin, Bishasat Chak, Mivarachim Kos Pagum, meaning even from the Mivarach, we hold if all the only wine you have is Pagum, you're Yotze. It's only Dinuchat Chila. So I guess this day holds that for the people listening, it's not even an Indian Lachat Chila. Hey, if you want to save what's left in your cup for the next meal, you can pour it back into the bottle. And since there's more wine in the bottle than in your cup, so mela, it is no longer considered pagum. Should the kama bottle. Right? Even if there isn't more wine, the Pashto says, every drop that goes in becomes bottle. There's actually a hint to halachic discussion about this. Usually the bottles we get aren't tivled. So how do we use them? So we say we're just emptying them. We're not using them. That's the general psak. But if here you're putting the wine back in it, into it. So there's a question, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to reuse a bottle? So there is a day, I think Moshe held it, the bottles are just like, they're not really a bottle. They're just like the cover of the wine. It's not chashivus. It wasn't never meant to be a usable bottle. It was just meant to deliver the wine. You can't deliver the wine stam. You need a bottle. So mela, you can take the bottle and you can use it without tovling it. But I think the minhag olam is to be machmir. So if you want to reuse a bottle, you tovle it. It's certainly not a bracha, but tovle it. So the question is, how do you do this? But a lot of people do this. I mean, in fact, I was at a chassidish relative's chasana, so he had a l'chaim. Said, this is the wine from the bris. That they had the wine, they poured it back in the bottle, and had to do something special that shouldn't go bad, and you know, and this is the wine from the chasm. So I asked him about this. I said, nobody's mocking on that. So okay, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure why. I mean, unless that's not called usage. I mean, you're just pouring a little back in and not really using it. I don't know. Okay. Some people say that even if you put water into the wine, it becomes not pogum. So if a cup, you claim to kiddush late, and there's only a half cup of, you know, so somebody made kiddush, you don't have fresh wine. Some people hold if you add pouring water in also makes it not pogum.
Even our wine.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you pour too much water in, you're going to have a problem with your bracha, because it, our wine is very diluted. But a little bit of wine, water. The fundamental halacha here, I'm trying to highlight, is that not only wine can make it ois pogum, but even water can make it no longer pogum. Some say even putting something else in, you put like a, I don't know, let's say you put a bottle cap in, you put something in, and you put an ice cube in, so no ice cube is water. So, who's that? Yecholin l'takin kos pogum al yidei sheyosifu mat yayin v'afilu al yidei sheyosifu alav mayim l'takin, like I said, even water. B'shas ha'tchak v'vakil kos pogum, like I mentioned, that this is only halacha l'chatzkila, b'shas ha'tchak, you shouldn't forego a kosher bracha, you know, you should still do the kosher bracha, even if all the wine you have is a pogum. Okay. Kos shel bracha ta'on hadacha, simin kuf pei gimel, v'fneim v'shtif v'chutz. Like I mentioned, usually most people are not makbid on a kos shabracha for benching. Well, we have kos shabracha many other times, in Kiddush. So there's certain halachas that how to have a kos shabracha, which would be relevant for when you have it. So if you have it at Kiddush, you have it at benching, whenever you have it. So one of the halachas here is, again, the Gemara in Brachas and Aleph speaks about this idea of kos shabracha. So it's varim, they have kos shabracha. Some of them are only the chatchila, some are, you know, even midyevet. So well, let's go through them. Kosher bracha ton hadacha mifnim v'shtifa b'chutz. You have to wash it. Yehunaki ein shiura kosos ein tzarech. If it's clean, you don't have to wash it. Al pi kamal, there's like an inyan to wash it. So some people always wash the cup, even if it's clean. Okay. Beis yitein ayayin otoch chai. You put the wine, again, our wine is never chai. We buy wine, it's really diluted. Once upon a time, you buy wine that's chai, you add water. Actually, we give the brikas aretz. V'az moskol hodia shivcha aretz. Eretz Yisrael gives such good wine, they have to dilute it. It's so strong, it's so potent. And so that they would dilute it in the brikas aretz. Today, we don't do that because we never dilute the wine. Some people still have a practice. Before Kiddush, you know, they leave a little, they put a little drop of wine. You got to talk today if they do shtifa. They don't you know, dry it. They do shtifa and they have a little drop of water in the cup, like a zecher to the mezika. Some people still do that. Different practices. The Ramah says, "V'yishrami that in ein ayin chazak in tzarech l'mozgov. If it's not strong, you don't have to be mozik. That's our practice. V'chinu hagim el haratzos yotzienem in a chavis l'shem bracha. You should pour it for the mitzvah. V'nira de l'dida and de'ein lanu harbe yain ein tzarech rak l'shavkom in a kankan shomri bo yain l'shem bracha. V'chavis l'davka. V'chinu hagim el haratzos." Kosher bracha imalenu shiye mole al gedosa. This is an important halacha of mole. You know, people are familiar with, let's say, Shabbos, they need to spill over the cup, right? Kosher revaya. And a regular kosher bracha, there's no inyan it should spill, but it should be mole. What does mole mean? So here there's a debate. The Ramah says mole al kol gedosa. Sounds like it's totally full. Some say for a carrot, they say no, it shouldn't be totally. You should be able to give it to a guest. It's a spill. It's not appropriate to make it so full. You should leave it a little bit empty. Maybe that's the itur. The Gemara speaks one of the 10 things. It's the itur. Maybe the itur is having a circle around it, having, you know, a half a centimeter or something. So there are different practices. I think the minhag olam is to fill it. But, you know, how much you fill it, that's the debate. Some people say, you know, it should be overflowing all the way, you know, to make sure it's full. Others say no, it's not mechubar. It's better to say it should be just full, you know, not overfull. Just full means, you know, close to the top. It doesn't mean, you know, mamish to the top or over the top. If you don't have a full cup, so in addition, again, you have to have a revius for a kosher bracha. If you don't have a full cup, you have a revius, you can add an ice cube, and that way you make it full. That would be a ketzah tova to make it full. All this whole halacha is only lechatchila v'di'eved. You know, even if you said a bracha and it was half full, as long as it was a revius, you're yot. Okay, gimel tzarech lachzor achar kosher shalem. You should have a cup that is complete. It shouldn't be cracked. It shouldn't have, sometimes, you know, silver bechers. They fall, they bend. So again, I think the minhag is not to be so careful with this. It's nice to make a kiddush on his own recher, but if you have two, one is bent and one isn't bent, it's better that it should be, you know, totally, you know, shalin and stands tall and straight. The mechaber continues, "Bekavu l'shtei yadav, you should take it with two hands to show the chavivus hamitzvah." For what you should take it with, pick it up with two hands and then hold it with one, with the right hand, not with the right hand. The left hand can hold the right hand, just shouldn't have to hold the cup. You should lift it a tefach from the ground. If you're on the ground, if you're a tefach from the surface. So if you're on the table, lift the tefach up. Those of Einav Shalei Asiach Dait, you should look at it, have Kavana. The Alkein Ein Lokhin Kosher Fif Tsar, Shakorin Gluk Glaz, the Varechalav, it should be wide enough so you should be able to see the inside, see the wine. Meshagar the Ishtar Shesh Tishte Mimen, you should give it to your wife after to drink. So there are a lot of halakas here. A lot of these halakas are only, you know, some people are not knowing them at all, some people are knowing the Chathchila. It seems like all this is like a Hidur Mitzvah. And that's why some people aren't careful. Mishabur Gizan, you should hold it in your right hand, not just in your hand, but in your palm. You should hold it like this. And that's a fact of the Kabbalah, and your fingers should go alongside. Some people, you know, are makbid on that. The fingers should go upwards. Not flat. Yeah, I see different places. I was once at a guy's house. He's like a mokobol. He held his fingers like this. All his fingers together, and he balanced the cup on the top of his fingers. The whole time I thought it was going to fall. I was like, I guess he's done it before. Anyway, the different practices of the Kabbalah. Lifting of tefach, you should see it. Looking at it, of kavana. The Gemara speaks of ituf. Ituf has been one of the things that we should do by Kosher Bracha. Shailah, ituf means ituf arosh, like wear a hat. Or does it mean ituf a guf, like wearing a jacket? Itur, the Gemara speaks about, does Itur mean Talmidim, or does it mean you should have little small cups around it? There's such a practice, Itur Kosos. Most people aren't marked on these things.
Picking up the cup like this, what about those cups that have like the cup and then like a little.
I saw a discussion about that, so that maybe that part doesn't, you know, in terms of the tefach. So it's the cup, not the bottom of the cup. That area that goes down would count towards the tefach, apparently. In terms of holding it, do you hold the bottom or do you hold the... I don't know. I guess if they really hold... different practices. I'm not sure. The idea of giving the kosher bracha to your wife, it seems like you get a bracha from having the kosher bracha. That's why Kiddush, even though you don't have to drink, the minhag is that people drink. So likewise, by benching here, so in discussion, you know, can you send it to your wife? You know, if she's nida, you should give her the wine so you can put it down, she'll drink it. You know, if you're in somebody else's home, do you want to send wine to your friend's wife? So you give it to your friend. He gives it to his wife. There's any of the people should drink from it, the wife should drink, woman should drink from it, she's inspired from it. There are different practices. I'm not sure if most people are makbid on that. By Kiddush, people try to drink kosher bracha. By benching, I haven't seen it. Anyway. Okay.
I've seen that one.
At weddings, right. At weddings, it's even the custom challah, but they don't give every peeled wine up to drink from the cup. It's like a skula.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay.
I don't know what's a
skula. I mean, it's in a kashal bracha. It's not just a skula, but right. People usually do things with their skulas, not because they're halacha ginyanim, but that's unfortunately the reality. Maybe it became a skula because there was a, you know, halachic reason for it. That's what the rabbis say. Fine. Hey. A person's lefty also yemino shum small kol adam. When do we say a lefty is batal daito? And then we say it's objective chashivos. The yamin is chashiv. When do you say no? It's about his personal practice. This is a big issue. Obviously, when a person comes to tefillin, so it's personal. Some things are, you know, more objective. When it comes to dalam meaning, there's a machlokas. Should a lefty take the lulav with his right hand like everybody else, or with his left hand? You know, because for him, his left hand is his right hand. Meaning, here, it might be a function of, you know, whether you're going to spill. You know, if you're going to spill, so you don't want you to hold the hand, maybe more practical. But there's a debate of that issue. Somebody wrote a book about, like, lefties in halacha. He's like, you know, 600 different cases, you know, what halacha is. Okay. Vav. Mishanasnu lo kos levarech lo yase siach namavarech. Once you pour the wine, or once the wine is given, so you shouldn't speak. In those times, the Mvarach would bench out loud, everybody would listen and say Amen. So certainly, you would have to listen. You're not supposed to talk between the brachas, after Azan has a call, until Nodalacha. If they spoke, as long as they listened, they didn't speak when he was benching. Even if the person benching speaks in between the brachas, you can't be used to shemek ona if he's talking and you're, you know, sometimes people like multitasking. I'm also talking, I'm also listening. It doesn't work that way. If you're talking, you're not listening. So halachically. So Amela, if you're talking when he's benching, you can't be yotze, you know, if you're listening to Megillah and you're talking to somebody, you have to make up those words, talk to they. And likewise here. So this halacha that benching is different, made of different brachas, you know, emerges from this din that they're different brachas, and the avid, you're not to speak between the brachas. You're not supposed to. Some say if you spoke with Mezi, you're not yotze. Some are medame benching to tefila, where it would be mamish like shema asma, as well as medame to birchas kriyashma, where you would be able to, you know, talking between the brachas. But we hold the avid, if a person spoke, they are yotze. But you should avoid speaking because it's a debate. Some people are more machmir about this issue. Again, tell Paskins that if a person ate two others, he goes to the Zimun, then he started benching. He realized. So he's allowed to stop after Azan is a call and answer to benching. That would be a legitimate reason to stop between an answer to the Zimun, in between brachos, which is interesting.
He could,
after he said Azan is a call, you can stop and answer to his Rabbatayna Barech. If he's going to bench, he's going to say, see, that would be a legitimate reason to stop. In terms of waiting, so if you wait in between the brachos, so Mishmur is Machir, you don't go back to the beginning, go back to the beginning of that bracha. You waited. You know, again, a lot of details here. If you wait in Machas Ones and you wait Kedei Ligmuras Kula, so then you would have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Again, if you want to be Yotze with him and you're saying Amen, if you miss words that weren't relevant, so a couple of words here or there, you didn't miss the main, like Bris Torah, you know, Elokeinu Melech Olam, then you're probably Yotze. It's just if you missed the major parts of the bracha, you wouldn't be Yotze. So I said before that if you spoke, you know, Yotze, that's just if you spoke well, he was saying the major parts of benching, whatever they are. And the Shmur here has like, Edzre Chap, he says, let's say you're listening to his bracha, then you spoke. So now you can make it up. You can continue Chetzi Shomek Oneh and Chetzi Bracha by yourself, which is a whole discussion of Chonim. But then he says an interesting thing. He says, if you listened, you interrupt it, and then you continue listening, you finish the bracha, you can't make it up anymore, because you like tried to be yotze with him, but you missed. So if you miss, you have to right away start saying it yourself. That's what he suggests. Okay, interesting. Interesting. Again, I'm not sure this is necessarily true if you just miss, if you spoke, maybe speaking is worse. Maybe it's only if you didn't hear him for a word. If you didn't hear a few words, then you can continue. A lot of details, but anyway, the Mechaber continues. Nochon la davar. Shekol echa, thank you. I mean, I'm assuming yomer b'lach hashem yavarach. It's better. Everybody benches on their own. That's what we do today, right? Because it's hard to listen, it's hard to concentrate. Kol bracha bracha afilu chasimos. The yaktim the same ksas kodesh yavarach teshiyane amen. This is like the minhag that you say it a little faster, and then the person benching says out loud, you say Amen to this bracha. You know, the kosher bracha ella the tov ayin who yivorach, and the chazal of the drasha yivarech, tov ayin should bench. So we give a person who's generous, let him bench. He's also going to say the birchas areach. So you know, Sfaradi, a very beautiful birchas areach. Whenever I have a Sfaradi fellow at my table, he's the one I choose because you know it's a very, you know, nice. They took the nusach of the Gemara, which is very basic, which Rashi and Ashkenazim say, and they, you know, embellish, flowery nusach. Okay. The Seder. The Mishmur actually says that it's better to be Yotze the first bracha from the Mezamin. I don't think that's the minhag. The minhag is even the first bracha people listen. It's good. It's important that he says it out loud. That could be the Ikar Zimun, not just the Rav Zayin Avarech, but the Ikar Zimun is the first bracha. So he should say it out loud. But Lemais, I think the minhag is that everybody says their own venching, and I think that's what people should do. Okay. Ches. Inin Lishol Mirkas Amazon, Yiro, Kavod, Yesh Mish Omer Shedina Katfila. I mentioned before, there's a question if Birkas Hamazon is like Birkas Kriya Shema, and then if you can, strictly speaking, allowed to say hello to an important person, you can answer if somebody says hello to you, the din of kavod, of you know, yeshivin, and kavod, etc. Shalom fe'yira, yeshivin kavod. So there's a question, is it like tefillah or not? So this is have ramifications of, let's say, you're benching, and they're saying Kaddish. Should you answer? So, Ashes, if it's like tefillah, you shouldn't. Chazanish argued, he says, no, it's only like tefillah for you shouldn't say hello to people. But you're allowed to answer Shema Yisrael Kedusha. I think the minhag is not to answer Shema Yisrael Kedusha. Obviously, at the end of the benching, the Rachaman is certainly allowed to answer Shema Yisrael Kedusha. Rachaman is not really, strictly speaking, part of benching. The fourth bracha is Midrabanan, and there's a machalukas about that, actually, answer Shema Yisrael Kedusha there too. Okay. You should sit down. You're doing an important mitzvah, you should sit down. Even if you were walking around your house eating, you have to have kavana, sit down. You shouldn't lie down like on a sofa, like, you know, you should sit down. Nearly everybody being yotze should sit properly. If you bench when you're walking, you're allowed your yotze. So, yeah, it's not so ideal. It's brought down that if a person... okay, let's one second. You're talking to Hashem, you have to have kavana, right? I once... a quotation from a certain Gadol. He said, "Ichar Shlomo Zalman benching," and it was Mamash like he was talking to Hashem. And I thought it was just like a funny thing. Like, what do you mean, Mamash like to Hashem? Yeah, of course, benching is talking to Hashem. It's like reached a point where like benching is something you do, and like a Gadol of Yisrael, like when he benches, he talks to Hashem. You know, and that was like just very sad. That's the, you know, but that's the reality. You know, I was in a shul. Rabbi got up on Shabbos morning, give a drasha, so he started mumbling in English very quickly, and nobody understood what he was doing. And then he finished, and he said, "You know what I just said? I just said the first blessing of Birkas Hamazon in English." And like, that's how we bench. We just say it in Hebrew, so we don't notice it. But like, bless, like, it's ridiculous. You know, benching is a mitzvah in the Torah. It could be the only mitzvah, could be the only bracha in the Torah, you know, shayla Birkas Torah. But certainly benching is a vaday mitzvah in the Torah. And it's an opportunity to talk to Kosh Baruch Hu, to thank him for the food, thank him for everything. It's interesting, in benching, we don't only thank for the food. We start off with the food, then we spoke about Aretz, and Bris, and Torah. Rav had a nice idea. He said that you start thanking Kosh Baruch Hu for one thing, and they realize you have to thank him for so much more. So you also start talking about Yerushalayim and the, you know, other concepts. And the Pashtus is that it says, V'chaltam Savato V'irachta Shalachecha La'aretz Atova. So the Aretz is part of the food comes to the ground. But the Rav said, no, we're just thanking Kosh Baruch Hu for everything, you know, for Bris and Torah, etc. So it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to connect to Kosh Baruch Hu. Fine. The Mechaber continues. Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud. Yesh Omim Shugam Birkas Amin Shalosh Tzorich Omim B'Yushu. Some say you have to sit for Al Michya. Mentioned previously, Al Michya might be also required that you bench where you ate. Kav Yadav Shaton Bracha B'Mkoma. So, also some say Al Michya is Doraisa. So you should sit for Al Michya. The meaning is a Kiddush is people stand, you know. There's no place to sit, so you stand. You know, by a wedding, so you drink, I mentioned before, you have to drink Malubov, once you drink Malubov, so it's better to drink, you're supposed to drink Ravi, to avoid the Bracha Achrona Shai, something. So Pasha says the chassan should say al gefen. He should drink a lot. So some people just take a sip, but the Pasha says he should drink a shir, say al gefen. So somebody told me he once was at a chassan that the chassan asked for a chair. They should say sit down. That too, again, if you're a very chashuv person, maybe, but for most people, it would probably be you or a, Okay. Yidbei is also levarich v'osik v'malachto. You shouldn't bench when you're working. Yudalef, sorry. Yimhaya, mahalach, thank you. V'derech, v'ochel, ino, tzarek, leishik, levarich, levish, ein, daitum, yishavis, olav. Person who's traveling, so then you're allowed to, all things being equal, you're not supposed to walk around. But if you're rushing, so you ate while you're running. So then you're also allowed to bench while you're running. If you ate while you're sitting, and suddenly, then it wouldn't be appropriate. You had enough time to sit, so also sit down and bench. It could be got an emergency call, then echinami, but usually if you have enough time to sit, also bench. If you're running, eat on the run, you can also bench on the run. It would be less kavana for him to sit, because he's always thinking about how late he is, he has to catch the flight. You're not allowed to bench when you're doing malacha. This is a halacha that's sort of like kriyashman, and I'm showing you expanded to to benching, to all brachos, and it's a beginning to concentrate on what you're doing and not be a multitasking. It's a b'zayin to the mitzvahs, to the brachos. Rav Nevinzal says that if you need to do an act for the sake of the eating, let's say a person said a shahakal before he opened the bottle. So now if he finishes it, he's going to have to open the bottle, it'll be a hefsek. So then, talk to the you're allowed to. It's better to open the bottle than say shakal. But if you started saying the bracha before it was open, then you're allowed to do it. That type of thing is mutter, because that type of, it's for the purpose of the eating. But all these being equal, you shouldn't be doing other things when you, daven, or when you say brachos, v'chule. In terms of mahalach baderech, so I saw a discussion about benching in a car. So you're allowed to eat in a car. Can you bench when you're driving? So some of the posts can say you shouldn't. Again, it's not always possible. If you could stop on the side, it's better to stop. It's hard to have kavana when you're
if you're the driver.
If you're the driver, yeah.
Passenger,
right. Certainly, passenger, no problem. In terms of the harachaman, I just mentioned that there's the three brachos. Right. So you have harachaman, which is tava meitiv. You have the tava meitiv, the fourth bracha, which is nitkan to commemorate harugi beita. They didn't decompose. And then you have the rachamans. And some of the briskers, on Shabbos, are nervous. The rachamans like Hashem's bakasha. So they skip it. But I don't know, it's a bit like all of us to say it. And, it's we say a lot of things. Ro'enu, all benching is part of the Tzvei Bracha. And now there's some people who, it's Yom Shekula Shabbos. They don't say it during the week either. It's not just on Shabbos. They think it's all important. So I saw a quote in Shlomo Zalman, and he said, listen, if you want to give up a bracha from Hashem, you can, but it's not a wise thing to do, Yeah, certainly, in terms of, let's say, you're rushing, so sit for benching. You can walk, you can walk when you're saying rachamim, but it's certainly part of benching. We try to say it. It's an opportunity to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's very special, the beautiful, beautiful rachamim.